Russell Ledbetter, thanks for joining us on Moorland Radio. It's derby day for Abingdon United. You've got Foley Mia on Saturday. How much is the club looking forward to playing the game?
Yeah, looking forward to it, mate. Yeah, obviously, bit of extra bite with it being a local derby. And obviously, Foley's manager is actually the brother of one of our members of staff, Dan. So there's a bit of extra incentive for us that way. But other than that, mate, we just approach the game the same as we do every other. We won't win it, and that's it.
How much do you have to guard against complacency because of the results Foley have unfortunately suffered this season? Not least Tuesday night where they were beaten 12-0.
A bit, but like I say, we aren't in great form ourselves, to be honest. We've lost a couple. The performances before Christmas weren't where they perhaps were. And when we last came to Foley, we only beat them 2-1 at their place. So we know we're in for a tough game. It's just, let's hope the players have got the same mentality as I have and realise it's not going to be a walkover, definitely not.
And I guess you will know from that result better than anyone that Foley are a side who on their day can perform where needed, because people look at the league table and think Foley will roll over every weekend.
Yeah, we've been in that position ourselves, mate, so I know exactly where they are. I've been there myself as manager at Abingdon United, and I know what it's like for them. So you just at that point, it's to cut every game's a cup final. You're fighting for your lives, and you know that when you actually get your best side out and everybody puts it in, you can cause problems against any team. Which, to be fair, they've proved it in the odd game. They've had some good results. So, but it's up to us. If we're on our game, I'm confident. Even if they're on their game, we'll beat them. But that all depends how we come out, to be honest. So for me, it's all on us and what we do rather than what Foley brings to the table, if I'm honest.
You touched on the last couple of games against South Liverpool and Sam Batch, and unfortunately you lost those games. How much do you put them down to those defeats, down to rustiness? Because you haven't played since Boxing Day. You've had quite a few games called off because of the weather.
We're not kicked at all. The first game against South Liverpool, you could tell we'd not played for a while. I'll be honest, we were useless. We were the worst, one of the worst performances I've seen, especially in the second half. We were nowhere near. Sam Batch, first 20 minutes, we were a bit rusty, but after that, we definitely deserved something out of the game, 100%. So it was a massive improvement what we asked for. But yeah, just a little bits, fine tuning where we perhaps, before Christmas, we were putting chances away. We were perhaps having a few too many touches in and around the final third on Tuesday. And yeah, that is down to rustiness, because with games, people like Robbo and Wardy and people in them areas, they put the chances away, which they've proved already. So, yeah.
Obviously, we've had the news on Friday, so today, that your captain Sean Rhodes has had to retire. That must be a bitter blow, losing Sean, because he is such a character in that dressing room.
Yeah, massive. He's got the full respect of everybody, staff and players. And the results, if you look back at the results and the team lineups, we've always had better results when Rhodes has been in the team, whether that's at centre-back or Tuesday night he went in and played centre-midfield his first game back, and he makes us that much more solid. He's perhaps the biggest leader we've got, and it rubs off on the other lads massively. So it's a massive loss, but it's one of them we're going to have to deal with, and other people are going to have to step up to the plate, especially the new lads who've been given the captaincy and the vice-captaincy. They're going to have to step up and jump in Rhodes' shoes and do it quick.
And your new captain is Liam Robinson, who is also your top scorer, so he is leading in some aspects with the goal scoring.
Yeah, he's brilliant, to be honest. He's just his attitude and everything else, to be honest. He's training. He puts everything in at training. He puts everything in the warm-ups. He puts everything in on the pitch. And to be honest, he's, like you say, his goals and his performances this season have got us where we perhaps are. So we had a bit of a chat about his future, because I wanted a captain that's going to be here, not just for the end of the season, but maybe for next season and beyond. And we had a chat, and it seems like he's happy where he is. He wants progress with us. So it was a bit of a no-brainer, really, to be honest. And then Bristow, the vice-captain, has been with us a couple of years, and he's a good backup for Robbo.